federal election is heating up, and joining us on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, the ALP candidate for Hunter, Dan Repicoli. Dan, how are we doing, mate?
Good, thank you, Bear.
Have you been enjoying the experience so far?
I've been loving campaigning. I've been loving door knocking, street stalling, and just talking to people in general.
What have you been hearing from a lot of people around the Hunter?
Biggest things we're hearing around the Hunter at the moment is healthcare.
Yep.
How it's so hard to see a GP, the wait times to get in to see a GP, and how most GPs now aren't bulk billing. Because in 2019, the Morrison government changed our area to be the same as being in inner Sydney. So Bondi
Beach.
Hard
to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not Bondi Beach here, as you can see.
That's one of the first things that you'd like to work on should you be elected?
Most certainly, is bringing GPs back to the area and making sure there's bulk billing options. So Labor's committed to that as well.
Dan, I had James Thompson, your Nationals competitor, in here the other day. I'll ask you the same question that I asked him, which is there's a lot of talk about the possibility of a hung parliament. How do you cross the divide? How do you work out if you're elected to represent us and maybe you're in opposition, or for that matter, you're in the government, how do you work with the opposition to get the best possible outcome for everybody here in the Hunter?
It's just about communication. It's simple. The more you talk to people, the more you understand what we need.
Yep.
Exactly what we're doing around the Hunter area now is going out and talking to people every day. So that's what we'll continue to do in Canberra if I'm lucky enough to be elected. I will be a big voice for this area so that we don't get left behind.
There's a lot of talk about the casualisation of the coal workers around here. That's been a very big topic recently. What are your thoughts in regards to that?
What's happening with some of the workers here in the Hunter Valley is absolutely disgraceful. Being paid up to 40 grand less for doing the exact same job. Labor's committed to bringing in same job, same pay laws. We will bring that in. One Nation, Liberal and National government canned that in Parliament when it tried to get put through last year. They canned it. They said no to it. So they've really squashed every contractor workforce here in the Hunter. That's what they've done.
It's tough. I mean, as a, you know, we've all been in a position where we've done casual jobs, but we only really do them just to stand by until we get a permanent job. That's everybody's aim, isn't it?
That's right. Everybody wants permanent jobs. You can get home loans. You can get car loans. You can live your life because you know you've got holidays coming up. You know if you get sick that you have sick days, where a lot of these people don't know that because they can't get full-time work and they're getting paid up to 40 grand less. So as I said, we will bring in same job, same pay laws. We just need to get in to do it.
Dan, with the previous federal election, the One Nation candidate was number one. That was Stuart Bonds at the time, and he got a fairly decent result. You found yourself at number two on the ballot list. Are you happy with that spot?
Yeah, number two is a great spot. Any spot on the ballot list to me is a good spot.
You've got to be in it to win it.
That's exactly right, because you've got to be in it to win it. So number two is a great spot, and we'll just keep going until May 21st and keep doing what we're doing and pushing hard and talking to as many people as we can.
Well, and I would suggest to everybody out there, if you see Dan Repicoli around the Hunter, and let's be fair, you can't miss him. He's a big unit. Have a word to him. That's what you want, don't you? You want people to you know, share their thoughts?
That's exactly what we want, Bear. We want people to come and talk to us. Don't be afraid of us. Come and tell us what your issues are, because if we don't know your issues, we can't fix them.
Absolutely. And, well, as you mentioned at the top of this interview, health is probably about one of the biggest ones. I'm sure there are plenty others that you will talk about over the next few weeks leading up to the 21st of May. Dan Repicoli, thank you very much for joining us in the studio. Good luck, good health, and good luck in the election.
Thank you, Bear. Enjoy your day.